We are officially on the air, rocking and rolling. We've got coffee. We've got, did you see the donuts that were out there?
Are there donuts? Because I'm really hungry today.
Yeah, no, there weren't.
Yeah. Don't tease me that way.
But we could, I suppose we could make arrangements for a food run. I'm kind of peckish myself.
I'm down to eating 88-cent pot pies until grocery shopping tomorrow, you know? Like,
I swear, you said donuts, I felt an immediate pang. I thought,
did you really?
Oh.
All right, well, that was kind of mean.
Pavlov's dog.
I guess that means I got to buy, right? If you'll fly, I'll buy. All right, so the numbers are out for signing up for the Obamacare issues here in our state. What was it, 850,000 people?
850 people.
Huh?
Don't make jokes. 850 people.
No, surely that can't be right. 850,000, right, Chris?
You know what? And in the name of fair reporting, it's in the 800s, not thousands or tens of thousands.
800s.
Even those numbers are inflated because the Obama administration is counting you as an enrollee if you have picked a plan. You're not enrolled until the insurance company processes you and you make your first payment.
Now, anything
with insurance, you're not on credit for the first 30 days.
Oh, wait a minute.
Your policy begins when you give them your credit card or write them a check or have them deduct the money. And I think, this is just a guess, that number is probably zero in Wisconsin. Because the insurance companies say they haven't gotten good data from healthcare.gov.
Right.
So until they get you into their computers and send you a bill, you're not covered for anything yet.
Now, wait a minute. Nancy Pelosi says that there are five times the number of people that have signed up and are customers than are being reported. Nancy says it's five times greater. What? You're not saying Nancy's deceiving us, are you?
Well, you're not saying that the right-wing media would be deceiving us, would you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So 850 some odd. Now, I did read that one of the things that the Obama administration is doing to count those that have signed up are you've purchased stuff online, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you go to the website, you're purchasing stuff online, you say, "Okay, I want this," and it goes in your shopping cart. Or your basket.
Right. If you're going to buy more than one thing from, say, Amazon, you can have a shopping cart.
A shopping cart. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And then you can think, well, where the heck's my credit card? You know what? I gotta feed the dog, or I got to take the dog out for a walk. I gotta make Jell-O or something. I'll come back and I'll put in my credit card information, and you leave it sit there, or you save the information to come back later.
Well, the Obama administration counts you as enrolled. It's in your shopping cart.
Yeah, that's not not enrolled.
And those people are not looking around for their credit cards. They're saying maybe we can have a yard sale to raise the money to pay for it.
Maybe we can sell one of our children. Ooh.
Sell a kidney.
You know. No, you can't do that because you don't have any money to pay for the procedure to have the kidney removed. Well, unless you want to go to, China or something, do it on the black market. Tom, how
are
much
you done? Don't we have anything else to talk about this morning? I'm sure we do.
No, that's all we're going to talk about. All day long it's Obamacare 24/7.
I thought you'd want to be cheering from the rafters that the House is going to impeach Eric Holder today.
Well, no.
Have any faith in that.
Let's play chess instead of checkers for a moment and look a few moves down the road.
Okay.
Because President Obama is going to say, we can't have all these people getting canceled. I mean, a million people are getting cancellation letters in California.
Whatever shall the government do?
So we will have to increase the subsidies for these people. But that's how they're going to make somebody whole. So, okay, we're going to pay the difference between what your old policy costs and what the new. We're going to give you a subsidy for that. He's going to have to come back to Congress for more money for that.
Why doesn't he just open up government health care centers where you go to the health care center, you get treated, and the government pays for it?
Well, that's what
he wants.
But here's what I'm saying, that it's got to be chess instead of checkers. What's the Republican response to that? Because how are they going to be painted? We have a fix for this, and these mean, nasty people over here are keeping you from the fix for the thing that we screwed up in the first place.
Unless the Republicans come up with a viable, realistic, alternative health care plan.
Maybe you could ask Sarah Palin about that today when she comes to town.
Which the Republicans haven't done yet, which is why, again, they're being out-politicked at every turn, even though the policy stinks.
Yeah.
But the Republicans are still getting beat on the politics end of it, and that's what's a real, real problem.
Why don't you go ask Sarah Palin, because I got news for you, buddy. You go toe-to-toe with her, you're going to get spanked.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine.
You know it.
She couldn't handle Matt Lauer, for crying out loud.
She took Matt Lauer to school. I listened to that interview. I listened to that interview, and you're completely wrong.
Okay.
She schooled Matt Lauer.
Okay.
And your interpretation of it, of course, is slanted, biased, and wrong.
And yours isn't.
No, mine's accurate, completely impartial. And but
clap.
That was quite nice. Well played, my friend. Mm. Well played. But no, there are many, many, many other things that we are going to talk about today. One of the things I probably shouldn't mention this.
Uh oh.
Well.
You're going to get your colonoscopy done on the air?
No, no, oh. No, no, no. It has not. Well, it's kind of in that same vein. I contacted a friend of mine at the NSA, and I said, "Hey, I know you guys have got brain scanning technology, and I know you listen to the thoughts of many, many important people. Would you send to me the transcripts of that which Obama is thinking today?"
Uh-oh.
And they said, "Yes, sure." So a
you
little
have a
bit,
friend in the NSA.
Uh-huh. So later today, they're going to send me an email with the thoughts of President Obama as he wakes up.
We have to bleep lots of things from this, I would imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, his
Holy
language
bleep.
His language would make Samuel L. Jackson blush, I hate to tell you. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, much more coming your way.
American Airlines is merging with U.S. Airways.
No kidding.
Yeah. And they're going to be, the biggest airlines in the world. And so that means all of the other airlines have to do something to compete. And I saw this fascinating report about airlines on CNN.
The Justice Department has cleared the way for American Airlines and U.S. Airways to merge, resulting in the world's largest airline. In order to compete, every other airline will merge, creating United Virgin, South Delta, Atlantic Blue, West, Sun, Aloha, Frontier, Spirit, Alaska, Jet Airlines, Airways. More news after this.